Top U.S. general on Africa, China likely to expand footprint. Russian paramilitary ops concerning. By Edwin Mora on March 7, 2019. Washington, D.C., the top American commander in Africa warned lawmakers on Thursday against the potential expansion of China's military activities beyond its first overseas base in Djibouti and Russia's deployment of mercenaries to the Central African Republic. CAR. And ongoing military support for Libyan strongman General Khalifa Haftar, who has been accused of war crimes. General Thomas Waldhauser's comments echoed U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton's remarks in releasing President Donald Trump's Africa strategy in December 2018. Bolton cautioned that Russian and Chinese predatory practices on the continent, aimed at extracting natural resources and building alliances to the detriment of American influence, interfere with U.S. military operations and pose a significant threat to U.S. national security interests. During a House Armed Services Committee hearing on Thursday, General Waldhauser, the head of U.S. South Africa Command, AFRICOM, declared, "Djibouti is the first overseas Chinese base. I have said before I don't believe it will be the last. They are looking for other areas and so forth to especially ports because what they want to do to a large degree the infrastructure. They build ports, roads, bridges and whatnot is tied to the extraction, mineral extraction, they are conducting in those countries. Their military growth for the future, although unclear, they certainly want to protect those investments. They want to protect their populations and the workers that they have there. So some would say that this was just the first step. We have some reports that we could probably go into, in a closed, classified session that they may look to increase their contributions to some of these groups that are in the counterterrorism effort. So I think that in the future it's very likely that they could increase their military presence." Meanwhile, Russia is deploying paramilitary troops into Africa in the form of mercenaries working with the private military company Wagner Group, which is linked to the Kremlin's military intelligence apparatus, the top American commander warned, telling lawmakers. "What the Russians are doing in the Central African Republic is very concerning because they have the paramilitary group, the Wagner Group, who is heavily involved there. Not only in training, but also in influence at the highest levels of government to include the president." Echoing Waldhauser, The Telegraph revealed this week that the Wagner Group has provided General Haftar with at least 300 mercenaries and weapons. Russia is reportedly using its support for Libyan strongman General Haftar to ensure its influence in the oil-rich North African nation. Haftar is the leader of the Libyan National Army, LNA, accused of war crimes by human rights groups, and the Tobruk-based breakaway government in eastern Libya. General Waldhauser testified. "Behind the scenes, there's no doubt about the fact Russia supported the LNA with all kinds of equipment, people, training, and the like. And they've supported Haftar. Support for Haftar gives them influence, and it gives them influence in a key location in the southern Mediterranean, on the southern part of NATO, if you will, and it allows them then to reinvigorate some old dictator Muammar Gaddafi-era contracts in the oil field, weapon sales, and the like. So there's a strategic interest for them to be behind both sides, including the United Nations brokered government, but primarily, really, Haftar. As part of the Trump administration's decision to prioritize the fight against strategic competitors China and Russia, the U.S. has decided to reduce its counterterrorism presence in Africa. The move comes despite the growing influence of China and Russia, as well as the intensifying threat posed by jihadi groups on the continent. General Waldhauser argued the reductions will not affect America's counterterrorism fight in Africa, telling lawmakers, "We'll continue to provide intelligence. We'll continue to provide logistic support and, with partners like the French and Western Africa." Referring to the proposed reduction of about 700 U.S. counterterrorism troops in Africa that is already underway, Waldhauser said, "At the moment, we don't see a significant issue there. And whether we'll ever be directed to execute the second half of the withdrawal is to be determined. If we feel that it's not in our best interest to do so, we will push back on the plan that's in place at the moment." The general argued that the current U.S. military presence in Africa is adequate to deal with the growing threat of strategic competitors China and Russia. "We need to have the current 6,000 or so conventional forces plus special operations forces on the continent today. We need to maintain that threshold force in order to address the threats to American interests in Africa posed jihadi groups as well as Russia and China, he said. Catherine Wheelbarger, the Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs, noted that U.S. resources are struggling to keep up with the threat in Africa posed by jihadis and strategic rivals China and Russia. The U.S. military has accused China of using its ambitious Belt and Road Initiative, also known as the One Belt, One Road, OBOR, project, as a vehicle to push predatory loans in Africa collateralized with natural resources and strategic assets. Experts have warned that China's predatory lending practices in Africa, used to undermine borrower countries' sovereignty, allow Beijing to strengthen its military ties to the continent, enhance political leverage, export communist authoritarian ideology, and gain access to viable army positions that can threaten the American homeland. The U.S. military considers the BRI project a national security threat. Under BRI, Beijing seeks to build an extensive network of infrastructure that would help connect China to the rest of Asia, as well as Africa, Europe, and even Latin America. General Waldhauser acknowledged that not all Chinese activities in Africa are bad, adding that there is room for cooperation with the United States. There are places, certainly on the African continent, where we have to cooperate with the Chinese. But there were times we have to confront and also compete with him, he said.